Hello, everyone. Welcome to day number 5. Holy moly, macaroni. These are tough readings.
Yes. Oh my, brace yourselves.
So if this is your first time, we're reading St. Alphonsus's Lenten sermons, and today is a challenging reading.
So also, has he determined the number of sins he will pardon in each one? When that number is filled up, he pardons no more. St. Augustine says that for a certain time, the patience of God bears with each one. That time being completed, no more pardon is reserved for him.
Have you ever heard something like that?
I haven't. And I just, honestly, when I read that, I was really bothered by it. And I felt like, I don't like this.
If you're bothered by this, that's a great sign that God is being merciful on us. First of all, this is not dogmatic. It's not like the teaching on the Eucharist, for example. You got to believe in the real presence of Jesus if you want to be a faithful Catholic. St. Alphonsus Liguori's teachings are not that level, okay? So this is his thoughts. And I think they serve to remind us the seriousness of sin, mm-hmm. which we've gotten away from within the church, in our sermons, in our even in my missions and how I preach. It tends always towards the mercy of God, but never the seriousness of sin. And St. Alphonsus Liguori is an expert in the seriousness of sin.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. It reminds me actually of something that my dad always, you know, would remind us as kids, like kind of to have a fear of hell. And I would say, you know, I'd rather go to Jesus because I loved him, not because I was afraid of hell. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, I think there's a real potential and a real risk that I wasn't fully aware of.
Mm. We're always one decision away from mortal sin. We all have that capacity. Mm-hmm. So it's something to remember. It's also important to remember that God's mercy is always available to us. I know this language is really strong. Later on, we'll see him softening that language a little bit. But for today, I think it's important, if we're despairing, to realize...
Can you tell? I feel like I'm despairing.
If we have a conscience that is alive, and we desire to be in relationship with God, and we desire to repent, those are signs that God is giving us grace and calling us to himself, mm-hmm. and we shouldn't despair, because despair is actually a sin against the Holy Spirit. It's a sin against the mercy of God. Mm-hmm. So let's remember that as we continue on. So for me, this is what stood out. Oh my God, I thank thee. How many fewer sins than mine are now in hell? And there is no more pardon, no more hope for them. And I still live. I am not in hell. And I have the hope of pardon and of heaven, if I so desire. He turns it back after giving a smack down and says, okay, if we have a desire, there's a hope. And there's always hope, friends, if we still have a beating heart and breath in our lungs and our conscience is still alive.
Thank you for the reminder. I thought I had reached the end of my sin time. I love how he always brings it back to scripture. And he even mentions a couple times about the fig tree. Oh, yeah. You know, the fig tree that doesn't produce any fruit, kills it. Or he like cuts it down or whatever. He curses. Yes. Savior cursed a fig tree the first time he saw it without fruit. And so it just goes to show that it's not like, okay, let's give you more chances. Yes. It's like, oh. You had your chance.
See a freak tree.
Freak tree?
Fig tree.
Fig.
What did you think?
I thought you said freak tree. Oh. It's like, what are you talking about?
Sometimes I wonder.
But to end on a more positive note, I thought this was absolutely beautiful. Because by suffering and dying for men, he desired to make them understand the immense love that he bore to them. That is the hour of the lover, in which he suffers for the object beloved. Because suffering for the beloved is the most fitting way of discovering the love of the lover and of captivating to ourselves the love of the beloved. And it just made me think, do I suffer for my beloved? Am I willing to die to self?
And one last thought. God is ready to heal those who sincerely wish to amend their lives, but he cannot take pity on the obstinate sinner. The Lord pardons sin, but he cannot pardon sinners who are determined to offend him. I think his point here is, how can God forgive us if we have no determination or desire of the will to change our life? Mm-hmm. We have to be willing to turn from sin and not presume that mercy will be tomorrow.
Right.
Because we're not owed tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
All we have is today. So friends, we welcome your thoughts below, whether it be in the Facebook group or also in YouTube, also on Instagram. I might put that there as well. And pray along with us. The rosary, the link will be right up there. Thanks for watching.